Love.
Love Line is meant for an adult audience. Love Line may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. This is Love Line.
Love Line.
With Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, everybody, it's Love Line. I'm Adam, that's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. Oh, yeah. Let's go. Let's get it on. You know, Drew, I don't know if you're this way. I seem to notice what other people do or don't do, and then I get angry. Like, I don't like it when a guy doesn't clap.
With you?
No. Like, you know, once
in an audience or something?
It's really being an audience, and the magician does his trick, or the guy bows, or the song's over, or it's whatever, and everyone's reffing. There'll be a guy sitting in the middle who's not clapping, and he'll immediately distract me.
Do you mind the guy that does at least this? Is that okay?
I'd like him to acknowledge and do something. Yeah, if you're holding a beer or a pretzel
Just hit your leg or something.
Yeah, I'll whack myself in the face. Okay. All right. Get that.
But it's the complete abstention that bothers you.
It bothers me. It's like, what are you doing?
Well, maybe they're making a point. What's going on? Maybe they're trying to defy.
Once in a while, it happens at the writer's table over at Kimmel. Someone will do a song parody or something. Someone will do something real funny, and it'll be like, everyone will start clapping. There'll just be one guy just sitting there just sort of looking at everyone. And it's like, to me, it's...
They're making a protest.
No, they're
really? It's just they're being an a-hole?
No, people are just sort of out of
lazy.
It. You know, it's not. I'm not clapping for me, so why should I clap? Kind of thing. And I'm not going to get fired or anything. It's just you know, and they don't know that it's noted sort of thing. And maybe it's not. It's only me. But when I see someone that's not clapping, and amongst a group of people they're clapping, I always get angry and like put off.
That's a great paradigm. I don't want to go too far off on this topic, but that's a great model for how your brain works. Mm-hmm. Whenever there's anything out of the ordinary, anything that's novel in a situation or a room, you go insane.
I go insane.
And that's your amygdala. The amygdala notices difference, novelty, background noise, now, chirping smoke detectors, that sort
not,
of thing.
It's not clapping for me. That's the whole thing.
But it's just that it's different.
And if it was me, it wouldn't even bother me.
I know. But listen, it's like me screwing around with stuff here on the table. If I just tap my hand or move my fingers around, you go nuts.
Yeah. Well, that's noise that is picked up by the microphones, and it's unnecessary. It's one thing when you rape the mic with your mug.
Listen, when I do this, I do stuff like this.
No, you, no. Oh, please. That's how I can tell you're doing it. No, you do stuff. You like to do stuff like this.
No. I understand this.
Yeah. Yeah. You do that. You tap your ring. Yeah. You do. You have like nervous tics. Mm-hmm. You can fiddle, you can doodle. I don't say anything, but when you start making noise, I can hear it.
Okay,
all right,
it's good. It's good to know.
It's unnecessary, is what I'm saying.
I hear you.
Good to know.
No, it's good to know. I didn't know there's a differentiation for you.
Yeah, no, you fiddle around sometimes,
and it makes noise.
It doesn't make noise. And other times, you out and out tap, like you just take your ring finger and you tap. But here's the good news: I got gas tonight.
Did you just do it?
Yeah,
you just
did it? And it's big. It's a big night for me.
Look, I got this great shirt though.
Oh, brutal to novelty. It's been so long.
It's sweet pungent mixes.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah. Oh, mother.
Oh, man. I ate chili last night and chili tonight and just been tooting all night. And
you found the combo. You've unlocked the secret.
One would think. I had a bowl of ice cream. I had ice cream and chili.
To your wife. She made that chili. What did she put in it?
I don't know, but I'm going to guard the recipe now.
But it's very sweet.
Thank you. That could be the strawberry ice cream.
No. It's just not that kind of sweet.
Novel gas.
Oh, my God.
Novel. So look out.
Oh, my God.
Hey, and let me tell you something. That fart announced to the world that Adam Carolla is back. because it'd been months. I've had nothing.
It's been
warm air escaping.
Like 18 months.
Just warm air.
It's been since we were in the old studio, because I remember worrying about the cloth wall we had there, absorbing some of that and never letting go.
You know what's been coming out of me for about the last year and a half? Just the stuff, you know. Come on, I'm okay now. The stuff that exits the canister vacuum. You know, I mean, just that warm air. Remember when you're a kid that just a little warm air? That's what's been coming out of me for a year and a half. Now I got something attached to it, and I'm sending a message.
Are you kidding? It is still wretched
Thank you.
In here.
Yeah.
And this, we don't have the mics on the wire, so I can leave the room like we used to.
No, you're not going anywhere.
No.
You're a doctor. You'll hang tight. All right. You man your battle stations, and you stay there. Let me tell you what tonight's going to be like for you, Drew.
It's like I'm like on German in one of those pillboxes in Normandy Beach.
Yeah. I prefer to think of you as on the deck of one of the
Pearl Harbor,
Arizona.
Yeah.
Pearl Harbor.
Oh my God.
And you're Cuba Gooding Jr.'s character, and you're the cook, but you've manned a 50 caliber machine gun, and the Japs are strafing you, and you won't leave your post.
Just
ship's on fire. You can't go. You understand?
I'd rather be there.
You've sworn an oath.
I'd rather be there.
All right. We'll see. Jessica?
Yeah.
Oh, you're 20. Yeah, you're calling from last night.
Yeah, hi.
Hi, baby doll. Jessica was on hold for 131 minutes or something last
night. Yeah, it's okay. I enjoyed listening to you guys anyway.
You got a great attitude, baby doll. Thank God you're not in studio tonight. Although she is in Northridge. If the wind changes, she could catch some of that.
Wouldn't take much of a change in the wind. This is painful in here right now.
Yeah, it's a hanger too, because I was doing some like work in the office, and a wife came up like 20 minutes later. I was like, what the hell's going on? And it was funny, but it's like, huh? I like when you have to play coy. What? What do you mean? Huh? I don't know.
What you're talking
about. Oh, you mean because I've been farting for the last hour in here? I see. Yeah. Oh, that's what you're talking about. Oh, that. Oh, I like when you have to play like you don't know what you're talking about. No, I don't. What? I don't smell. What do you... like what? Is it like, you mean like a gas line broke or something? What? Is something burnt in the kitchen? What? I've been farting.
Did you unload it
no,
again?
No, no.
It's like a second Thank wave.
You. Thank you. Thank you. Jessica?
Yeah.
You're 20?
Oh, that's gonna
be yes.
Yeah, what's up?
Oh.
Okay, I've been listening to you guys for a really long time.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Drew, you're the best. I grew up listening to you, and I learned so much from you, and Adam, you're hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, anyway, I just got out of a relationship like a year and a half ago with my ex-boyfriend that I was with for 2 years, and he was like my serious boyfriend that I've ever had, and now I can't get myself to get over him. Like,
how long ago did you break up?
Excuse me?
How long ago did you break up?
Like around a year and a half ago.
Oh boy. Mm. And you're with him for two years?
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah, that's a long time. Yeah. I mean, not to be able to bounce back.
Right. That
year and a half in 20-year-old years is eternity. Yeah.
That suggests something's going on. Have you been depressed?
Well, I mean, ever since we broke up, I've been kind of depressed. Like, I can't let him go, and like,
mm-hmm. Does he keep coming back and sort of having, you know, going out with you or sleeping with you
and
that sort of thing?
We stopped, like, we slept together, like, twice, but right after we broke up, but that's it. This was, like, last year. And then we still, like, talk sometimes, like on the internet or whatever, or, like, we'll see each other at, like, gatherings and stuff, and we'll talk and what's up. And sometimes we'll talk on the phone, like, he'll talk to me about his problems with his family and stuff.
All right. No, you need to cut off all contact. That is your only move, is to have no contact with this guy. That is the only way. And then I think, I really do believe you ought to seek some help with this, because if it goes more than 6 months and you're starting to have trouble functioning, you're getting depressed, you can't go on and have other relationships, that's not about this relationship. That's about something in your mental health. It's something you need to deal
with. You're depressed.
Oh, here's
the thing.
I'm a happy person.
Yeah, so you say. But what ends up happening is life isn't going as good as it could go. All your sort of emotional eggs get put in his basket, And then they become this panacea that's going to fix everything.
That's some of a guy thing, in a way. You know what I mean? It's a little different with women.
A little cathartic.
Yeah, a little bit with women is a little different. And they really are get so profoundly attached that they don't know how to unattach.
All right. Well, she needs to fall for somebody. I mean, you know, here's the thing. You can talk all you want about, you know, getting some therapy and working out some feelings and get in touch with some things. Mm-hmm. Find some guy that really flips your cookie. And it's over the next week.
The problem is, though, that could be just a reach for a life preserber, and who knows what the guy is, and she may do the same thing all over again with this guy.
I don't find a abusive alcoholic who's going to beat you with his belt before he sodomizes you. Have him beat you with the belt
after the sodomy,
then he beats with the belt. That's the guy I'm looking for.
Yeah.
Jessica, you sound attractive.
I am. I'm confident. I'm not,
You're confident, you're attractive. How about just giving another guy a chance?
I've gone out with a lot of guys, and they're wonderful guys. Like, they treat me really good, and they take me lots of places.
They're
smart. But it's just, it's not the same.
It's not the same because this guy dumped you.
Well, it's also, this was her first boyfriend, her first love and stuff. She's got, everyone has trouble getting over that one.
And if you walk around with your mantra of it's not the same,
I'm never going to get over, no one will ever compare to this.
You're going on a date, the guy's good looking, he's got a job, everything's good, and it's like, it's not the same. Of course, it'll never work then.
Here's the deal, Jessica. Everybody feels that way, but then they go out with somebody else, they have another relationship, they've developed feelings for that person, they look back at their first one and go, oh my God, what was I thinking?
Right, and they masturbate to them.
Occasionally, but that's most of the time they're thinking, what the hell was I thinking?
And then they do that
again with the next relationship, with the next one, and then they find somebody they really like.
Yeah. Well, guys go back and look at the girls they dated, and they're like, oh man, just one more crack at her. Should have nailed her one more time. And women are like physically repulsed. I can't believe I was with him. They're soiled.
Yeah.
I know. I've been there. The women who've gone out with me in the past.
Well, maybe they don't.
You know what I do after?
But maybe they don't react that way to all former boyfriends.
It's quite possible.
Yeah.
You know that.
By the way, if you gave them a taste of what I've had this evening, no wonder.
Ass nectar.
Yeah. So
you know what they do, Drew? You know that move I do when I'm urinating and you walk out of the stall and
every time.
What they do when they think about me. The ex-girlfriend.
Well, if you gave them a little taste of what you call your ass nectar. Oh, my God.
And?
You did it again.
Ass nectar. No, I did not. Listen, you'll know when I fart.
No kidding, I'll know.
Vomit will be coming out of your nose, eyes, and ears. And number one. Number two, I'll be laughing like a maniac. Okay. Chris, this is going to be a tough, tough night for you.
I fortunately bought a huge sweatshirt.
Yeah, it's really good. You're really gonna earn your medal tonight.
All right, I'm ready.
Okay.
Oh, phew.
All right.
Chris is ready.
Jordan.
Hi.
13.
Yep.
Oh, you called last night too.
Yep.
Yes, I did.
You're on hold for a million years, so we're talking to you first tonight. You're virgin. You want to know if sex with a 16-year-old boyfriend will hurt?
Yeah, I've seen it before, and I know he's really big in size, and
Big or not big, 13-year-old, not a good idea to have sex. Really, really bad idea.
And by the way, how bad a shape are you as a guy when a 13-year-old goes, medium to small? You know, I've never seen one before, but I'm guessing they're bigger than that.
Jordan, you will live to regret this. Not only have I never met a woman who had sex under the age of 15 who felt good about it. I've never met that woman.
Yeah.
Maybe even if you feel good in the moment, later look at it as a mistake. And secondly, the facts are that our brains aren't developed to manage all that goes along with that kind of relationship. So you're about 16. So please don't do it.
Bad idea. Horrible idea.
I don't care if he's King Kong or Tiny Tim.
It's not going to listen. Hey, Jordan, what grade are you in?
Eighth
grade.
Horrible idea.
And what grade is he in?
11th.
Oof. So he's even a notch older than often. I mean, makes sense he's in 11, but he could be in 10th. Huge difference between 8th and 11th.
Huge. You will regret this like my God.
Like my God. Hey, Jordan.
Like I regret being in this room with Adam tonight.
Well, that is regret. I would press, but I'm scared I might soil. But, hey, Jordan, where's your dad? Is he out of the scene?
No, he's in the living room right next to me.
Hold on a second. I got to talk to Drew. Yeah. He's in the living room right next to me?
I don't think she means like physically in the next room. The room next to me. The living room next to me, not she's next. He's next to me.
He's in the living room. Well, let's ask. She said right next to me.
Yeah, let's see.
Jordan?
Yeah?
When you say right next to you...
Well, we're talking about 10 feet away.
Right.
And he's okay with this conversation?
He's paying too much attention to the television.
Mm, well, by the way...
This'll show him.
Yeah, by the way, that would not qualify as great parenting. You wow. see, Dad's great guy. I mean, 10 feet away, his 13-year-old daughter is talking about having sex with a 16-year-old, and he can't even get his ass out of his head sufficiently to hear.
Doesn't know what she's doing?
He's not really my dad. He's my stepdad, so.
Now.
I thought you said your relationship with your dad was perfect. It was great.
You know, our listeners are so dumb. I shouldn't say our listeners. I should say our callers.
Yeah, the callers.
And our listeners. There'd be like, really? And it'd be like if someone was walking with a limp. Yeah, you have any trouble with your leg? No, it's great.
Leg? What are you talking about? And they'd be like,
no.
What?
No, yeah, your leg. Is it any problem? No. No, really, no. Yes, sir, no problem with the joint or the knee or anything. No, not at all. And then later on you found out it was a prosthetic leg.
Yes.
That was fine.
Right.
It's
right.
like, yeah. But your leg was bitten off by Gator in 1981.
Yeah, well, you didn't ask me about that.
Yeah, no, the one I got on now is fine.
Yeah.
That's what we do with this show with the stepdads. Like, where's your dad? He's right here. You really still married your mom? Mm-hmm. You love him? Oh, he's great. Huh? Oh, it turns out it's stepdad. Where's your real dad?
Or maybe that's stepdad number three.
That's the question. Jordan, where's your real dad?
Who knows?
I never met my real dad.
Right. There we go.
There we go. And stepdad's been around since you were how old? Six.
And did he do something to you abusive?
Well, not for a long time. When I was younger.
Only when you were little was he abusive. That's
well,
nice.
When was he abusive?
When I was around 8, he used to beat me.
Oh, that's nice.
Well, you know, some kids are asking for it. All right, baby doll, there's issues here.
Huh.
And here's the thing. Jordan... I'm not only three times as old as you, I'm 10 times as smart. So please listen to me. And I know you'll choose not to listen to me, and that's just part of what makes you young and stupid. So do whatever you want. But for the record, you can think back on this conversation years from now, and you can say, he was right. All right? And I won't think back on it because I won't remember it. But here's the thing. Your real dad abandoned the family. Your stepdad was abusive. You have issues. You have issues with men. Oh, you're at a crossroads right now. You're in the eighth grade. You could take that turn. You could take that turn where you just worry about being seductive toward men and how they feel about you and start using your sexuality and your power and using it as a weapon and all that kind of stuff. And it'll make you feel good for few years.
Each moment that you're engaged in it.
You end up getting used up. You end up getting spent up. You end up, your self-esteem gets lower and lower. And maybe you get a venereal disease, maybe get pregnant, maybe worse. Who knows? We're telling you not to do it. There's a part of you that called the show, a part of you that realizes that maybe this is wrong. I'm telling you, you're at a crossroads. Once you go right and you go down the Hershey Highway.
It's a missile that's fired up in the Pacific.
It's a cliff. It's a free fall. Yeah. You'll just keep going. You'll just keep going. That's it. You'll sleep with this guy. You'll sleep with his buddy 8 months later, and then it just gets easier, and then you spin out, and your self-esteem goes down, and you start getting into drugs, and next thing you know, you're on Maury Povich.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Perfect.
All right. You ready to...
The Hershey Highway ends at Maury Povich's, huh?
That's where the Hershey Highway goes,
nice.
Right?
That's nice.
That's right. And then there's Exposition, which is now Martin Luther King Boulevard, and that... That goes to college.
Okay, nice.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's the one you want. Or nice. Cesar Chavez. Or see, around here, what we do is we rename streets for, like, civil rights leaders that have already been named so everyone can get confused.
Yeah.
There's no... By the way,
in New York, I've noticed they've started putting, in Manhattan, putting names on the East-West streets.
The 53rd avenues?
Street, right. No, the streets. Numbers.
Oh, yeah. Right.
So this is the, you know, avenue of whatever.
Look. Here's the thing, everybody. I got a couple of thoughts on this. One is once you have a major street and it's been that way for 100 years, that's it. There ain't, great people die. Go find another goddamn street for them. That's all. They got to go to Simi Valley or someplace that's being built. Maybe not great place for Martin Luther King. But the, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
You can't, it gets too confusing when you start doing that. And the same goes for airports and ballparks and stuff like that. Around here, we don't have numbers, we don't have avenues, we don't have anything.
There's no grid.
All we have is streets, and then we confound people even more by having the same street, but it's Circle Lane and Vista.
Yes.
And it's like, where are you on? I'm on Valley Vista or Valley Terrace or Valley Circle or Valley. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Could it be more confusing?
And by the way, every street that is not named after a geological or geographic sort of highlight is named after a Spanish version, Mexican name,
or
Juanipero Serra, or the guys.
It's Los Feliz, and you take that over to Sepulveda, and then that takes you through Santa Monica. How are we supposed to ask these people not to come over here when every goddamn thing in this place has a Spanish surname? Is it really? Could you imagine? Imagine somebody telling you, don't come over. Yeah, we shouldn't go to Mexico when a Bob Hope Drive runs right down the middle of it, and then a Honky Berg is right over there, and then you can go. You want to go to the Klan Stadium?
And every street is Washington, Lincoln.
Yeah, of course. I'm going home.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Sure. Yeah. No. No. They shouldn't come to Chula Vista. What? San Diego? No, I'm not going to go to San Diego. Yeah, Tempe or Tucson or whatever. It's all, every street here's got a name, and then everyone just screws it up. Los Feliz, Los Feliz, Sepulveda, Sepulveda. No, it's really rubbing it in the faces of our Mexican brothers.
It's a little bit like what we did this country with the North American Indians, because you go to the sort of the Middle Atlantic and the Midwest, and a lot of North American Indian names.
We do this with the Indians. It's more like we're just going to infect and wipe out your people, but we'll name our SUVs.
Rivers
and SUVs. Pow, that's yours. Oh, and college football.
Rappahannock and the what the hell?
They're all every river.
The ones in Pittsburgh. They're crazy names.
They got
the Allegheny, Duquesne, and the Monongahela. Monongahela. Yeah.
By the way, can't we come up with stuff we can pronounce, too? Jesus Christ. All right. We got the Cherokee and the Mustang and the Pinto. Is the Pinto ours? Is that theirs? All right. We got to take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to speak to David. Can't get it up. Boyfriend, blood clots in his legs. All right. That's all good. And some weather.
Oh, yeah, but nice.
The weather coming up.
It's beautiful.
All that after this. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla.
Oh, no.
No. I got nothing. I'm just, oops, I just knocked my coffee on. I know, I'm just laughing because we're coming up with cities. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All right, because I got weather to get out.
How many people do you think across the country could recognize any of the cities you're about to mention as in Los Angeles?
Oh, yeah. That's a good point. Well, I'll tell you, I learned from listening to Drive Time Radio, morning Drive Time, that weather
very
is
important.
Huge.
And extremely variable throughout the
great Especially listen
area.
To AM. They got to break away every 6 or 7 minutes because they got to get to the weather. They got to get to the traffic, but especially the weather. And I found out that it's people checking in from other cities, and it varies. I mean, it could be 59 in one part and 60 in across town. Yeah. And then up in the mountains, like the foothills, sometimes 58 and a half, 59. I mean, it swings. It varies. It varies.
Huge.
It varies. You go 60 miles towards San Diego, it's 58. You head up towards Santa Barbara, it's 58. It's all over the place. So it's important. And you'd have no way of knowing what the temperature was where you lived.
If they weren't announcing it all the time, you'd have no...
You got to know. You got to know. But you know why? Because I could get in my car in my house. It could be 60 degrees. I get my car. I could get over to my job. It could be snowing. Or it could be 130.
You could know
be
it,
the surface
no way
of the
knowing.
Goddamn sun.
No way of knowing.
How would you know? How would you know? So they have to keep breaking away.
Right.
Well, and of course with traffic too, because it's important to know what goes on freeways you've never heard of that are 65, about halfway to Vegas, most of them. Jackknife, Big Rig, out around Edwards Air Force Base in the DeVore Pass. Yeah, fantastic. Let me write that down. Where's my scratch pad? So I just decided if we're going to start doing decent radio, which you know is a dream of mine, Drew, that I start giving out the temperature.
Well, let's hear it. All right. It's important. You're wasting time. We'll have to break away in 5 minutes, hear it again.
We should, because we got weather. We got traffic and news coming up, too. And
what's the weather? I can't wait to hear what's going on.
Anderson, we need some kind of weather music. That's the thing. You know, they always have a bed of music underneath them that makes it more palatable and somehow makes you, I think it opens your pores. You can absorb the temperature a little more. By the way, with weather, ever headed back into the house and grabbed a shawl or taken off a layer?
I've turned around, driven back home.
Turn around, drive back home.
I'm in the car when I listen to these announcements.
Yeah, and you have no way of, and if you and I both drive dune buggies to work, there's no way of actually controlling the temperature within the vehicle. I don't even have a windshield.
What are you talking about?
I have to wear goggles.
Yes, yeah. And a scarf and a big helmet.
Yeah, it's like a Stutz Bearcat. All right, Anderson, we got anything?
No.
Is Anderson by the microphone, by the way?
Here you go.
Yeah, this is like the closest thing I could find.
All right, that's good enough. Your Melinda checking in, 61 degrees, Temple City 61, Lakeview Terrace 61, Encino 61, Norwalk 61, DeVore 61, Stanton 61, Cudahy 61, Oceanside coming in 61, Valencia 61, Redlands 61, Saugus 61, San Gabriel 61, Newhall 61, La Puente 61, Port Hueneme 61, Duarte 61. This is not a joke, Anderson. It's not a bachelor party.
Get that music back we initially had. Come on.
Yeah, this is a serious thing. This is a serious thing.
There we go.
Port Hueneme coming in at 61. Duarte, 61. Hawaiian Guard, 61. Sunland, 61. Temple City, 61 degrees. Pico Rivera checking in. I like when I say checking in. I like, who checks in from Pico Rivera, you lying asses? Nobody called you from Pico Rivera. You got it off the stupid ticker. Pico Rivera checking in at 61 degrees. Monterey Park, 61.
Whittier, I like your 61. Quaint notion of a teletype ticker going off as opposed to an internet.
Monrovia, you got some stoned junior college guy who gets $4 an hour and just pulled it off the stupid internet. Monrovia,
Chris,
61
degrees. No slight intended.
What? He's getting like twice that. Oh, he's getting two times four? All right. That's your weather. Now we got action weather. We got news. We got traffic coming up top of the hour. We give traffic, news, and weather top of the hour, middle of the hour, quarter hour, 8th hour, 16th of an hour, 32nd hour, 64th of an hour, and 128th of an hour. We're checking in. We're checking in. And by the way, there's no content left on the radio because we keep checking in. We got people all over the place, too. That's a thrill, too. We got them down at the courthouse. Oh, there's a trial going on. What's going on today? Well, Kobe Bryant's not showed up yet. Fantastic. Let's get some weather in. Really? You got so little to say, you just have to bounce around and check in everywhere all the time? Weather? What's the weather?
You know what? You're right. Not everybody can fart and then laugh like a hyena.
Yeah,
everyone can do that.
All right. I just admit it. Just admit you don't got the goods. That's all. Oh, the weather. So important. So important. How about a little national weather while we're at it? What's going on in Boston and Chicago? Shouldn't we know?
The traveler's
so
weather.
Important.
Might be getting to the plane.
Yeah.
One of the 800 people going to the airport that moment.
Sure, sure. What about the wind? What direction is it coming from?
I love that.
How many knots?
Every time the pilot gets on the overhead and telling you about what it's going to be like at your destination.
Knots.
The wind and the direction of the wind.
I love their knots.
The wind's coming out of south-southwest, 32 knots. And it's 87 degrees, clear sky. Level of iso, you know, stratus, iso, you know, the stratosphere clouds.
Yeah. All right, Drew. David?
Yes?
19.
Hi, Adam. Hi, Dr. Drew.
What's up? You're calling from Vermont.
Yeah.
Nice.
It must be nice to be pretty warm over there. It's about 38 degrees here.
Vermont is so beautiful this time of year. Oh my God.
Really is. I really don't like leaf peepers coming up, though, because drive 25 miles an hour on a 50-mile-an-hour road. But
Everyone's coming to see the... What do you call them? Leaf what?
Leaf peepers.
Wow. They want to come see the leaves changing.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. All right.
So what's going on?
People come here to see bums set on fire. So it's better to be in your place.
Yeah, it's quieter.
All right.
About 2 years ago, I got blood clots in my legs. And I was in the hospital for about a month. And since then...
Wait, a month? Why?
They didn't know what caused it. I got sick for 5 days, couldn't eat or drink anything, got extremely dehydrated.
Well, that was so the blood clots went to your lungs, right?
No, actually, I'm missing my inferior vena cava, so I can't have a pulmonary embolism, heart attack, or...
Hold on a second. You're missing your inferior vena cava?
Yep. My body instead made thousands of little veins, which stopped the blood clots from killing me.
Oh, how interesting. It's also probably why you got the clots, though, right?
They said they had trace amounts of lupus in my system.
Well, it's called a lupus anticoagulant.
Mm. Yep.
And
what's he missing then?
He's missing the main vein that goes from the legs to the heart.
Really?
There's a huge big pipe that goes and comes together in the femoral area and it goes up to the, he's got lots of little ones going up. And normally when you get blood clots down in your legs like that, they can migrate to the lungs and call something called a pulmonary embolus.
Sure.
And you can die from that pretty quickly.
Yeah,
bad times.
They didn't tell me that in the hospital. They decided to tell me that afterwards, and that wasn't too much fun. But
and the lupus anticoagulant is sort of a common, not so common, but a classic cause of leg clots outside of any other cause of leg clots like cancer and things like that.
Yeah, they put me on Coumadin for about 2 years. And that's
so what's the question?
I haven't been able, since I got out of the hospital, I haven't been really able to perform like I used to. Like, I used to be able to, like, really horny in a second. I can get it up and no problem. But lately, it's just, I've noticed my sex drive has completely dropped down.
How long have you been out of the hospital?
Year and a half.
And so for a year and a half, and are you on any medication besides the Coumadin?
Just Coumadin, something called Celsolate for swelling in my joints.
That's just aspirin.
All right, what else?
And
that's it?
That's about it, yeah.
All right, what about it, Drew? Coumadin thins your blood, right?
Coumadin thins your blood. It shouldn't do anything to erectile performance. I guess you could talk to your doctor about being switched to heparin, their heparin alternatives.
Yeah, they have me on that for IV for the entire time.
Well, there's something called Lovenox you can give by shot twice a day. I've not ever heard anybody having trouble with Coumadin erectile dysfunction, but I suppose that's possible. The salicylate's just aspirin. Mm. And I wonder if there's something else going on, maybe something mechanical relating to the clots that you had, or you ought to see a urologist, see if there's something else going on, or maybe whatever this lupus anticoagulant has been caused by is creating a systemic illness that is beginning to show itself.
Drew, I hate to bust in, but we got weather
course,
to get
of
out.
Of course.
It's been a minute and 18 seconds away. Dior Melinda checking in, 61. Temple City, 61. Lakeview Terrace, 61. Encino, chilly, 61. Norwalk, a very warm and balmy, 61. DeVore, 61. Stanton, 61. Cudahy, 61. Oceanside, 61. Valencia, 61. Redlands, 61. Saugus, 61. San Gabriel, 61. Newhall, 61. La Puente, 61. Port Hueneme, checking in, 61 degrees. Duarte coming in at 61. Hawaiian Gardens, 61. Sunland, 61. Temple City, 61. Pico Rivera, 61. Monterey Park, 61 degrees. Whittier, 61. Monrovia, 61. And San Rafael. Drew, what do you think there, buddy?
61
degrees. 61
degrees.
That's your weather. We got traffic coming up at the top of the hour, the middle of the hour, the quarter hour, the 8th hour, the 16th hour, 32nd hour, 128th an hour.
Remember I said there was a place, Terrace, I'd never heard of before?
Lakeview Strangely, Terrace.
That was the one.
You've never heard of Lakeview Terrace?
No, never heard of that.
All right. Anyway. You ready to go?
Yeah.
To me, I think it'd be funny to live in Lakeview Terrace and then move to Santa Margarita. Imagine the poor SOBs living in Lakeview Terrace, like, have to fill out return slips and home ad. Pens out of ink again. I need another pen. Same with the Santa Margarita. Yeah, I just want to live.
What about Rancho Cucamonga?
Ugh, nightmare. And for guys like me who can't spell and run out of steam when I'm writing those letter things, trouble. Andrew?
Hi.
Yeah, Germany or Florida?
Yep. I have a retiree Rex police car with crutch.
What?
Rex, a retiree Rex police car with crutch. Now, what's that mean?
A man, angry at being stranded at a train station, smashed up a police car with his crutch. When police refused to drive him home or get him a hotel room, authorities said Friday. When police told the man late Thursday his train only operated on Saturday, he stormed off to the station parking lot and unleashed his fury on their car.
Sounds very Florida.
It sounds Florida, but the train part feels German.
Oh, yeah.
Police found the man sitting with the broken remnants of his crutch by the vandalized vehicle.
I mean, a broken crutch is a wooden crutch. Crutches are metal out in this country.
Well, hold on a second. But let me say this. Would this story make it overseas? That guy whacked it.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, the guy whacked the police car a couple of times, cracked the passenger side wind wing.
Right.
Is that news from Europe?
I hope not.
But then with the internet, you know.
Yeah, who knows? He may be looking at some German newspaper. Do you speak German, Andrew?
Yeah, it's Germany.
He cracks so easily. Yeah, Germany. Yeah, we're right. Woo! Never wrong. Yeah. Yeah, well, I was about to talk myself out of the answer, which is the crutch smacked of Germany.
Yeah.
And the not the crutch.
Wooden crutch.
No, but the trains smacked of
Germany.
But then I was going to talk myself out of it with the news coming over. But on the other hand, people just get on the internet and see whatever they want.
But do you speak German, Andrew?
Well, hold on a second.
I know. This was just on Yahoo News.
All right.
This is international news. I mean, this is newsworthy. Guy does $100 worth of damage to a cop car with a wooden cane.
Well, actually, it was about $3,700.
Yeah, but you know, those Germans—they drive those very expensive Maybach police cars. So $350,000. They have a sky roof.
They take turns sleeping in the back.
Connelly leather, nice. Full. Yeah, you know, they have like champagne coolers and stuff.
Oh, that's nice. Well, that's fine. People go to Germany to become policemen.
It's always weird when you do see a car like German police. You see them driving a Mercedes.
Yeah,
like,
it's weird.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. You go to Europe and there's like a Mercedes cab. Like, we make cars that are made to be cop cars, like the Plymouth Fury and these Dusters and things like that. Like, these are just LTDs, like just cop cars from the
70s. Yeah.
And if you see a civilian driving it, it's whoa.
Yeah. Why?
Whoa, what are you doing? Yeah. Like, we have American car manufacturers who make cars that were born to rent and born for cops to drive.
Yeah.
Like, you know, Pontiac has like Sunfire and Sunbeam and Sunbird, anything with a sun in it. And it's like, it's turquoise. It's got a T-top. It's plastic cladding all over it with ridiculous rims on it. You're like, oh, this is a rent. Like, first off, you got the turquoise with the beige velour interior. Does anyone buy this automobile at the lot? No, this is a rental. You're making it to rent. And this other, the gray four-door with the big 440 Plymouth in it, that's a cop car. You're making a cop car.
Right.
Aren't you making a cop car? In Europe, I don't think they make cars. Rental cars. They just make good cars.
And people turn them into whatever.
Yeah, if you're the police and you want a good car, you get the Mercedes. I feel, as a matter of fact, it'd be much better to be a cop in Europe. You're driving around a nice Mercedes. You got an airbag and climate control. Here we got the guy with the bench vinyl seat. Oh, they're just driving around. Ooh, ooh. You know, they're kicking in overdrive all the time. The crappy hubcaps coming off when they're going around the corners. And then the rental guy's driving. Like, here, you know who's driving a rental car.
Oh, yeah.
Really? It's like, oh, really? Turquoise.
Chartreuse.
Right? I got to look into this, Drew, because I wonder if they just make them to be rented. And by the way, as a car company, when you're making cop cars and rental cars, you've given up. You're like, screw it. It's real. It's like us making it's like making puzzles for retarded people. Like, I'm done with challenges. It's that puzzle. It's one piece. It actually just comes out. It's not even a puzzle.
If you can open the box,
it's done. Well, take a little break. When we come back, we'll speak to Lynette, who's 20. 36-year-old boyfriend has two teen sons that were doing sex stuff to each other. Oh, calling from Des Moines.
Uh-oh.
Wait a minute. I got a theory. Lynette, you're Jewish, right?
The boyfriend.
The boyfriend's Jewish, yes?
My boyfriend?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. Hold on. Wow. Wow.
You're way off. Wait, how could you be so far? Adam, I don't understand.
Wow, hold on. Okay,
I know you're shocked.
Let's
it's
just go
shocking.
To break because I got to go
but
take
just,
a good look
at America. And a miss.
No, yeah. I'm saying for me, that was equivalent to a cop shooting a 9-year-old who was like waving around a piece of foil.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
I got to go evaluate myself. Yeah. I got to see if I want to even do weather anymore on the radio. Okay. Wow. We're going to take a break. Hold on. Lynette, you sure your 36-year-old boyfriend with the two teenage sons who are acting out sexually on each other and living in Iowa is not Jewish?
The mother keeps on switching religions, so I don't know. But
he's not a Jew. Okay. All right. No. Oh, wow. 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 Get Stryker in here.
You're done.
Yeah, I gotta. Okay, maybe I'll be back. Maybe I won't. All right. All right. Yeah.
Shields up.
Woo! Oh, sweet, sweet pungent
sweet
ass
mother
nectar.
Of God is what you're saying.
Wow, I just let a great one fly.
Oh, Chris,
let me try to. Let me
way backs away into the.
Come
corner.
On, buddy. Hey, how about you act professional? Okay.
Oh, my God.
Hey, it's a love line, everybody. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. I just let another ass biscuit go. And, you know, the thing about it is I felt it come on with about 45 seconds before we came out of break, and I was trying to save it for you kids on the air. But if you chamber it, sometimes it goes away.
Yeah.
And you got to let it fly.
Yeah.
So you can only keep a fart on deck for so long. You know what I mean? You try to put it,
you know what,
it goes back to the dugout.
To have a detailed discussion about how your gas functions within your anal verge is, is torture when you're sitting here being exposed to this.
It's called the anal verge?
Yes.
I like that.
Oh,
what is the anal verge?
Well, I'll get your picture right.
No, I don't want to see a picture.
It's right at the end of the rectum, basically.
Right. So what I'm saying is if I got one that's on deck, I have to send him up to the plate.
Oh, my God.
Because if he goes back into the dugout, he may not get to turn it back.
I've started like I'm like salivating.
Oh,
and
come on.
In here.
You're fine, buddy. Let's go. Hey, can you be a pro? Can you focus? I don't care about the anal verge.
I'm going to show you a picture.
All right. And I don't know what kind of thought. Oh, no. Don't spray the Lysol around.
Oh,
screws the coffee
you.
Up. It's a disaster.
I'm just sitting it here on the table.
All
just
right.
The next time you think
all
about
right.
A young man.
All right. Lynette?
Yeah.
All right. So tell us your story.
Okay. I'm dating a man. He's 36 years old. He's been divorced for 2 years. He has two older sons. Just to protect him, the older son is 13 years old. We're going to call him Boy One. All right, he's going to be 13.
Very creative.
Well, I'll tell you what you can do. You can just call one the 13-year-old and the other the 15-year-old.
Oh, okay, thank you.
All right.
The 13-year-old, he's a big,
hold on a second.
Boy.
Hold on. Is the other one 15?
No. They're at the age, they're 12 and 13.
Oh, okay. Well, then we'll call the one the 13-year-old and the other the 12-year-old, all right?
Yeah, sorry.
All right.
Anyways, what happened is...
I like your flexibility, though, Lynette.
Yeah, I'm trying to do this because I love him. I've
okay.
known him for 2 years.
All right. True. Hold on. Stop
for like 4 months.
You've known him for 2 years.
Yeah. We've been dating now for 4 months.
Okay.
And, you know, I've gotten to know him over the 2 years. I've gotten to know his kids a little bit. And I've
right.
gotten to know him more. I just don't want to make the mistake of pushing the two boys away. I don't want to make the mistake of pushing
right.
any of his kids away.
Okay, all right, relax. You're 20, right?
What's happening right now? What's happening?
Well, we got a call on Sunday. The 12-year-old was, I guess, fighting with his brother, jumped on the back of the 13-year-old, knocked him out, and when the 13-year-old came to, the 12-year-old had flipped him over, taken his pants down, and had his pecker up his butt. And, I mean, I've always wondered if...
Hold on a second. Just take that in for a moment.
Not Jewish.
No, I don't think so.
Wow.
Yeah, it's amazing.
I got to recalibrate everything.
Are we to believe this?
It's tough.
Laid it out so matter-of-factly. Des Moines.
Yeah, I know. I'm with you. I'm with Lynette. Lynette.
Yeah.
How do they know that the pecker was up the butt?
Well, I don't know personally. This is what I was told. I was right there when the phone call came in.
Who called?
Who called?
The mother. The mother lives in a different town, and
mm-hmm.
she called. She was very frantic. She was very upset, and there was a discussion about the 12-year-old coming to live with us.
Mm-hmm.
But then the mother called and said that she's going to have therapy, keep him
mm-hmm.
in school there.
Right.
Some therapy there and everything and try to figure it out. But
yeah.
when they come down here, it's just, I don't know what to do.
All right.
They're supposed to come down this weekend.
mm-hmm.
And I'm just kind of
All right.
Well, first of all, the 13-year-old needs to be examined, having had a sufficient head injury to go become unconscious.
Yes.
That's a very serious head injury. He may have all kinds of post-concussive symptoms. God knows he may have other more structural, significant structural problems in his brain.
I'm thinking he may also need to be checked anally, because if that did actually happen, because they're boys.
Wait, we thought it was the other way around.
Yeah, I thought it was the other way around.
Huh?
The 13-year-old had the...
pecker up his butt.
Up his butt. You said it was the other way around when you actually described it.
The 12-year-old had his pants, had the 13-year-old's pants down.
All right. Well,
and was raping him. Why didn't you say he was raping him? It's a little more specific, you know.
Yeah.
A little less graphic.
Well, we call it a window of opportunity in North Hollywood.
Now, what we know, but now all we know, the 13-year-old will be traumatized by this and will not be the same as a result.
Maybe.
And the 12-year-old is profoundly ill.
That's all
we know. And, that's all we know so far.
Lynette, are you sure you want to get in the middle of the sort of retarded Hatfields and sexual McCoys here? Are you willing? You're 20 years old, really?
Well, this has happened to me before. My cousin sexually molested me. I have.
I know. So to you, it sounds okay. This is profoundly out of line.
Hold on a second.
Shocking.
Not Jewish.
Not Jewish either.
Wow. All right, hang on a second, Lynette, because there's a little more here to talk to. A gripping tale.
Yes.
I'll see if I can work up some more gas. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191.
I'm still recovering from my...
sprayed Lysol.
Yes, I did. Recovering from your farts, I am. I'm recovering from my kid's birthday party at Magic Mountain still. We had the best time. My kids today announced it was the best birthday party they ever had.
They announced that?
They announced that. But they want to go... The problem is, there's so many... These theme parks have so many rides.
Mm-hmm.
It takes like a week to do all this stuff.
I'll tell you the problem. The problem is you can't spend your own money for tickets. Sure, that's really the problem.
No, I can't take all those kids and spend my money for tickets.
Once you get their parents to spend it. No, you can't do that. It's like $50 a head, and you're trying to bring 20 kids. Chris, like $8,000. Screwed. Yeah. I was able to do... Look at me. I didn't do Magic Mountain when I was a kid. Look at me. I'm not bitter. Fine. Let me say this, Drew. Tell me what you think of this. I was thinking about it today. You're just spraying the Lysol all over the place. Now everyone's spraying the like Febreze on everything. It's like every commercial's like, your towel came out of the washer. You think it's clean, but is it really clean? Who cares? And so everyone's going nuts. And now they have this stuff. It's like you're plugging stuff in.
Yeah.
That now I'm seeing this one where it lets go little puffs of smoke every 15 minutes. How good do things need to smell? Mm. How about everyone just, jump in the lake twice a month? And we're fine.
Yeah.
Where are we going? What's going on here?
Yeah.
Did we just decide in like the last 6 months that everything had to smell of a honeysuckle all the time, everywhere?
Yeah, why not?
And I don't like houses smelling like something. It covers things up. I don't want them to smell like dog or ass. But well, I like them just to smell sort of clean. I do like the ass part. I'm my own ass. Yes, if I could get my ass and someone else, if I could go to someone's house, walk in and go, wow, smells like my ass in here, that would be huge. That would be there's a scent I could get behind Adam's ass. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Finally, they fashioned something after me. It would be like what the Cordova car was to Ricardo Montalban.
Yes.
I love what they've done with my ass. Rich Corinthian underpants.
Oh.
I'm just saying, Drew, I don't mind you. I don't mind a couple of scented candles spread about the house.
Yeah.
That's pleasant. Maybe you want to burn a little incense once in a while. When you're actually like firing up Briggs & Stratton engines and pumping stuff in and plugging stuff in, I don't need it to run off of 110,
Yeah, yeah.
By the way, aren't you admitting there's a problem when you're actually plugging things in?
It's your house.
And then there's this idea of you're spraying the air and you're cleaning it I'm sure people are going to get brain damages, come down with like miner's lung 20 years from now from just sucking in. Like they're going to dissect people and they're just going to find pounds of Lysol and Febreze. There's going to be a syndrome, Febreze syndrome.
Febreze lung.
People just walking around. 20 years from now, everyone just breathing, toting an oxygen tank with them. It's like, what? Febreze. Yeah, it's Febreze syndrome.
Do we need to spray everything all the time? And you know what this reminds me of? This reminds me of the hand sanitizer craze that everyone was on like 3 years ago. All the Purell and all the personal. Everyone would shake hands and then just start hand sanitizing.
Still around.
Yeah, but they were going sick with it like 3 years ago. What's up? Is it? Look, I eat crap off the floor. I wear the same sweatpants 2 weeks in a row. I ate junk that rolls. I crapped in my hand. Unfortunately, I didn't want to do that. That was a mistake. But I take a leak in the sink. I'm fine. What's going on?
I think it's actually mostly driven by women. Women are much more aware of the
driven by
the
women,
germ
or is there a part that's like freaked out by like I have this feeling like. We're thinking about terrorism, and we don't know when it's going to strike next. We're kind of freaked out, and we're feeling out of control, so we got to start using extra hand sanitizer.
Could be. So like OCD, obsessive compulsiveness, is a way of managing, controlling your environment.
Yeah, I'm going to control because I'm going to circle the lamppost three times, and that's going to stop the evil eye.
Right, could be.
I'm going to use a bunch of Purell and some Febreze, and all of a sudden, whatever's going on in the world, it's going to be better. Mm-hmm. I'm going to fix it. It's weird. Let's just stop it, everybody. Stop spraying everything all the time. But do go ahead and get a couple of the scented candles, spread them around. Nothing wrong with that.
I like that. Any particular scent besides Adam's nectar?
No, just Adam's ass. That's it. Lynette?
All right, so Lynette.
Yeah.
You got a horrible situation, as we were talking about in the last hour.
Well, let's recap,
Drew. One brother, 12-year-old, 13-year-old of your 36-year-old boyfriend attacked each other. The 12-year-old beat the 36-year-old into unconsciousness.
The 13-year-old.
What did I say?
Said 36-year-old.
12-year-old, but the 13-year-old with no consciousness, and then raped him.
Yeah. I mean, he came to, obviously.
With his brother raping him.
Yeah.
Don't use any other language than that. That's what was happening.
Yeah, that's the way I look at it, but his father's like, no, it's not like that. I'm like, no.
Lynette?
He's conscious, and it's against his will.
Right.
Listen, well, let's say they've been consenting.
True.
It's okay for the brothers to have anal sex.
You just date rape your brother as opposed to violently rape them?
Yeah. I mean, come on.
Well, now Lynette's 20, and Lynette was abused.
And she told us she was sexually abused, too.
Who sexually abused you, Lynette?
My three cousins and my grandfather.
Oh.
Well,
I hope your grandpa's dead, at least.
No, sadly not. But no, I know. Because you will be.
You're going to be dead too, and so will we.
Having now sort of been the victim of that kind of history, now you're keeping people around you who have similar taste.
Well, it's a 12-year-old boy.
Yeah, but who did what to the 12-year-old? And your boyfriend, unfortunately, is.
We
have to be suspicious of your. We have to be the stepfather or your boyfriend, because the fact that you were sexually abused would make you attracted to people that have that kind of tendency. It's the way it works.
That's kind of a sad way to look at it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm not looking at it. I'm just telling you the fact. The fact is that sources of terror in childhood become the source of attraction in adulthood.
Yeah.
And so if you were terrorized by somebody that victimized you, you'll be attracted to that kind of person.
But it's like you're going, you got a thrombosis, and you're going, well,
that's what you see.
You look at it that way.
Right.
You, Mr. PET scan over there. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, well, just telling you the facts. You will be more attracted to guys who are abusers because of your past abuse.
Yeah.
Sorry.
And the fact that your boyfriend minimizes the profound, profound nature of these children's disturbance is troubling.
And the father.
The mother and the father, yeah.
Well, the mother at least wants to get some treatment going, and she's looking at it. She's frantic. She's upset, and she wants to take this very seriously.
I wonder if the mother was
separate them both, you know, to prevent anything else from happening.
Yeah.
You know, this case is true.
I wonder if the mother was sexually abused.
I don't know, but she is psychotic.
Wait a minute. She's psychotic?
Well,
yeah.
How can I put this? She jumps. She jumps things. She does abuse her children. She does hit them. And this house, I can have them stand 3 feet, 2 feet next to me, and I can put my hand up and tell them, wave at them and tell them to go do what they need to go do. Well, I was in her house, and I did the same thing because they were supposed to get ready for bed, and both the boys flinched like I was going to hit them. But they've never done that here in this house.
Okay. No, well, Lynette, let me give you some advice, baby doll.
Mm-hmm.
You're 20.
Mm-hmm.
You're 20, and you're signing up for a tour, of like a 10-year tour with the worst army in the world. You understand? Mm-hmm. You're like signing up. You're committing to this family. It's like you being in the Taliban. Like, you're going to the desert. You're going to be sleeping in a cave. You're going to be doing that stupid monkey bar thing. You're going to be down. You got a lifestyle change.
She's a victim.
Yes, it's familiar because I know what you're used to, and you're a victim, and that's probably, ironically, what's attracting you to this situation, and you're trying to fix it. You're trying to get some control over it. This is going to be a horrible... You're 20. You should be in your... sophomore year of college, or junior year of college, having a good time dating some 21-year-old guy.
What's that?
I'm getting ready to go back for mortuary science. I've already wasted 3 years.
Mortuary science?
Yeah.
All right.
Dying to get in.
Listen, Lynette, I appreciate you wanting to help this group. This is more chaos. This is more of what you came from. This is more of what you know, and you're going to be right back in the thick of it. So
the mom's desire to get help is the big news here. Right. Let the professional team decide whether the boy should be separated or not.
Oh, yeah.
The fact is, somebody did something to that 12-year-old, something awful.
Ooh.
Oh, no.
Punchy.
Oh.
Punchy. Yeah, speaking of mortuary science, something just died in my ass. Oh, yeah. Yeah, sweet. Let's get to the weather. Temple City coming in at 61, Yorba Linda 61, Lakeview Terrace 61, Encino 61, Norwalk 61, DeVore 61, Stanton 61, Cudahy 61, Oceanside 61, Valencia 61, Redlands 61, Saugus 61, San Gabriel 61, Newhall 61, La Puente 61, Port Hueneme 61, Duarte 61, Hawaiian Guard 61, Sunland 61, Temple City 61, Pico Rivera 61, Monterey Park 61, Whittier 61, Monrovia 61, and San Rafael checking in 61 degrees. Yes, Drew?
Yes, Adam.
Time for news, Shields weather, up. And traffic. And let me tell you something over here. We go to news, weather, and traffic every half hour, every quarter hour, every eighth hour, every 16th hour, 32nd hour, every 64th hour, and every 128th of an hour, and every 256th of an hour. That's we go to news every 256 an hour. Nobody gets in more news, weather, and traffic than we do.
Nice.
Yeah.
Important. And a little bit of ass nectar.
Little ass nectar. Adam's ass nectar. Coming in. Eliza.
Yes?
Checking in. North Hollywood, 15, 61 degrees. What's up, baby doll?
First of all, I just want to say that I love you guys. I love you every night. And I wanted to know...
Hold on, baby doll. Where are you calling from? North Hollywood. That's my hometown.
Really?
Yeah.
Cool.
Where do you live?
Where do I live? Well, North Hollywood. Well, like around Coldwater and Victory, around there.
Yee.
It's near your house, huh, Adam?
Yeah.
Your party house. The other side of the freeway.
Yeah. That's, no. She's,
you're on the other side of the freeway from
her. No, she said, no, we're on the same side.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we're cool. The Victory part's bad. Yeah, that's bad times.
Oh, Victory, I was thinking, yeah.
Yeah, you got to get out of there.
Well, yeah. I wanted to know whether or not crystal meth is addictive.
Profoundly, of course.
Mm-hmm.
You've never heard of amphetamine addiction?
Where are you going, North Hollywood High or Grant?
Grant.
All right. Yeah, it's Grant with the Chancellors. I used to play him in football. It's like, what the F is a chancellor?
What does their mascot look like? Like the King of Hearts or something?
It's a guy infected with smallpox, and he's a hemophiliac, and he has a powdered wig on.
Nice.
And he's dying.
Nice.
He's feeble. He died before halftime. Yeah.
The reason I'm asking is because I've been doing it for about a year, among other things.
Mm-hmm.
And... sometimes I feel like I need it, and sometimes I just
Most amphetamine addicts are only using about 2 to 3 times a week.
Oh, really?
And it will accelerate with time.
Mm-hmm.
The way to prove to yourself whether or not you're addicted is to go ahead and stop.
Yeah, it's horrible.
See what happens.
What are you doing? What's up? What's your plan?
The thing about amphetamine is it causes the brain chemicals to form into free radicals. It causes he pressures the chemicals out of the cell and makes them the cells not work properly, and the brain chemistry itself becomes free radicals that destroy the brain cells.
Eliza.
Yeah?
What's your plan?
What's my plan? Well, I don't know. It's just I want to stop, because I haven't been doing too good in school, and I'm repeating the ninth grade already.
Yeesh. And blah, blah, blah. And by the way, that's that. She's not calling. She's not in Tokyo.
No,
she's in North Hollywood.
You're repeating the ninth grade.
Listen, they should issue you a hockey helmet. If they tell you, if they repeat, you should be able to get, like, handicap parking and stuff. I mean,
yeah.
You repeating the ninth grade over in North Hollywood, that's frightening. That really is.
Ugh.
That is, that's scary. Yeah. Eliza.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's big time.
Yeah. Okay, I want you to promise me a couple things, first off.
Uh-huh.
First off, you got to stop the drugs.
Okay.
Secondly, you guys share a campus with Valley College there?
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't ever go there. Don't ever. It's the worst thing in the world. There's an actual junior college. And Valley College and Grant are
at least they make no, they don't, no pretensions there. It's the high school. Here's what follows.
Yeah. Uh-huh. See you soon.
Yeah.
See you soon.
Well, it's all one campus.
Yeah. Guys, I also wanted to know, like, if my parents were drug addicts and alcoholics, does that, like, necessarily mean that I will be?
No, it's about a 50% probability of you inheriting that biological potential, but you are an addict, so we know you.
Bureau of Investigation has canceled an Amber Alert for 11-month-old Lauren Star Weaver of Rosebud, South Dakota. Police in Burlington, Colorado have captured the suspect, Mark Shannon Weaver Sr., and he is in custody. The baby is unharmed. Again, an Amber Alert for 11-month-old Lauren Star Weaver is canceled after she and her abductor were found in Burlington, Colorado.
And it's, like, more pressure on me because I'm in a foster home.
Uh-oh.
And, like, I have, like, people pushing me from all sides, so...
Why did you end up in foster care?
Well, because my mother is manic depressive.
A drug addict.
And an alcoholic.
Mm-hmm.
And my father is in prison.
Mm.
Excellent.
All right. So, by the way, could be Miss North Hollywood with that resume. Hey, Eliza, so, you have a tough road ahoe, and I'm going to give you some advice. You're not stupid. School may not be your thing, but you're not dumb.
Maybe vocational
but
school or something.
You cannot get involved with drugs. You are a person who has a bit of a handicap just because of your bad parents in your environment, and you getting on drugs is like a guy with a bad hip who's already running a marathon deciding what's sand in his underpants.
Yeah.
You understand? Get off the drugs. Please get off the drugs. Watch out for the boys. Don't let them get you get pregnant. Don't put all your eggs in the boy basket. And find something you're into realistically, not acting.
Work-wise, yeah.
And go do it. And look, the Elizas of the world, we need to just pluck them out and go, look, if you did graduate in 3 years, that's a big if. And if you did, so what? You got a D average, and you're going to end up going to Valley College, and we'll bury you there. How about we find out what you're into? What do you like? You like hair? You want to be a beautician? Fine. Go to school. You go 6 months. You'll get your permit, and we'll find you a job. That's what we need to do.
Yes.
I don't know why we don't do this in this country. They do it in other countries. They seem to understand that, okay, not everyone's going to college. And we think in this country that it's unfair for the to single people out who aren't going to a college. No, I'll tell you what's unfair. What's unfair is to have people graduate from high school and go to work cleaning carpets.
Mm-hmm.
That's unfair to them. Plucking, you know, getting a hold of them at 15 or 16 and going, hey, buddy, you should learn welding.
Mm-hmm.
That's merciful. That's what you do. You realize, you know, at her high school, 20% of the students, or, put it this way, 80% aren't going to college.
Wow.
Let's get them into something. You want to be a cop? Let's start working on it. You want to be a fireman? You want to be an electrician? You want to be a beautician? Nurse, secretary? Let's start working on it. Let's learn to type, learn to file, learn to weld. Let's work on it. Now, it's just 20% of them will go to college and the rest will warehouse. And I say 20% will go to an actual college. The other, oh, yeah, they're going to Valley. Oh, they're going to, oh, yeah, they'll transfer. Yeah, please, please, please. You got held back a grade in the ninth goddamn grade. You think you're going to go get on the dean's list over at the junior college and transfer to Stanford? Please, just learn something. Whatever you're interested in, pick something realistic and do it. That's what the counselors, by the way, should be doing.
You're right.
They don't do that. They're not. It's like it's just warehousing.
There's a theory, though, in this country that if we don't have an educated populace, we can't have a democracy.
And I think they're not educating them.
That's the problem.
They're just smoking pot and cutting classes, and they're not learning anything.
I know.
Who are you kidding? Have people learn a trade, make a living, pay some taxes, and let's get on. If you want to be educated, go watch Discovery Channel.
Mm.
All right. What's going on, Drew?
We're going to watch Discovery Channel.
One more call.
All right.
One more call.
Quick one.
Jake.
Yeah.
26.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good. All right. I don't want to talk to him.
Come on.
He's a recovering addict.
Well, it could be a quick one.
We just talked to someone who's recovering. And this one?
Huh?
Dad forbid her from seeing boyfriend after he learned they had sex. Yeah, this is tawdry. Alex?
Yeah.
You're 16?
Yes, I am.
Calling from Tucson.
How old's your boyfriend?
Well, he's my ex-boyfriend now. But,
how old was your boyfriend?
Yeah, he's about 17.
About 17.
Yeah.
All right, hold on.
Reenactment?
No, I just can't about.
I know.
Now, what do you feel that means? Do you think
that means she's
18?
Yeah, she's trying to bring 18. Bring him down a little bit.
Turn him down.
18.
Yeah. Talking about Alex.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's 18, right?
Yeah, he's 18.
All right. I'm going to have to punish you.
Okay.
It's about 17.
Yeah, I know. Well, she's talking to us the way she talks to her parents. You know?
Yeah, we're going to lose this democracy. I'll tell you that right now. He's about 17. All right. Now I'm disgusted with all of you. Let's take a break, Drew.
Yeah, let's.
And we'll be back with young Alex or Mike. Girlfriend's little sister keeps hitting on him. Now, please. Oh, my balls are so big. I can't ride my bike. Oh, please. We'll talk to Alex after this. Yeah, you're listening to Love Line on Hot Talk 93ZFM. Temple City coming in at 61. Yorba Linda coming in at 61. Lakeview Terrace 61. Encino 61. Anderson, where's my goddamn music? 61. Norwalk 61. DeVore 61. Stanton 61. Cudahy coming in at 61 degrees. Oceanside 61. Valencia 61. Redland 61. Saugus 61. San Gabriel 61. Newhall 61. La Puente 61. Port Hueneme 61. 61 degrees, Duarte 61, Hawaiian Car 61, Sunland 61, Temple City 61, Pico Rivera 61, Monterey Park 61, Whittier 61, Monrovia 61, San Rafael. Drew?
61 degrees.
That's right. Right here on Hot Talk, The Edge and Alice, 93.6.75 on your AM and FM dial. It's 8:27 after 8 o'clock. That's 33 away from the top of the hour. News, weather, and traffic coming in every quarter hour, 8th hour, 6th. 16th hour, 32nd hour, 64th hour, 128th hour, 256th hour. Where the traffic? Sports! Chet Needwood coming in with sports at the top every hour or two. Dodgers didn't play tonight. All right, 61 degrees in Cudahy. Let's get back to the phones. Drew, you want to play a song or we get back to the phones?
The phones,
what do you say?
The phones. Don't drop trout.
Don't drop trout. He is out of his mind.
He will drop trout.
61 degrees in Yorba Linda. Back to the phones. We got Jake on there. Jake, hold on a second. I want to talk to Jake. Going to speak to Alex.
Finish Alex.
Alex. Yeah, 16.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
What's happening?
Well,
so your dad learned that your boyfriend is an adult.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's around 8. He's around 17.
Well, the thing is, okay, before we had sex, he was 17 and I was 16. Mm-hmm. And I'm just going to call myself Alice. Alice right now, but yeah. Okay, well, what happened was, yes, he...
Just call yourself Jake.
I just called you Alex, so...
Yeah, I know. Well, Alice, it doesn't matter. But, yeah, what happened was, my dad...
Around 17. Your dad what? Go ahead.
Hey, listen. Okay, so, yeah, my dad, he found out what happened. Anyways, he told...
How'd your dad find out? Is it a diary?
I'm retarded, but...
Yeah, what'd you do? Diary, well, right?
Yeah, I didn't... Okay, the reason why I did that was because I didn't know where to put my emotions at all. Like, I didn't know who to talk to.
Don't you want to make note of the fact that Adam magically knew that your dad had found your diary without you having to tell him that?
No. Well, I don't.
Isn't that kind of weird?
No, yeah, it's not weird because it happened to you, and therefore we should know.
Right.
But it's not all that weird anyway. Chicks are dumb that way. And by the way, you're putting your emotions into a, you know, something with a picture of Hello Kitty on the front of it that cost $1.99.
Well, it was actually like, it was like a 99-cent just blank blind paper.
Oh, no Hello Kitty.
Just a little spiral bound there.
All right. I stand corrected.
Yeah. But what, I mean, what's going on for me right now is that, you know, I really, really care about my ex-boyfriend.
Why is he your ex?
Well, after I left his house and, like, my dad, like, can't ever see you again, you know what I mean? Like, I called him once and he didn't seem to want to talk. And I didn't know what was going on. And he wouldn't
because your dad threatened his life or something?
Well, I'm pretty sure that a guy would get scared crapless, you know, if, you know, his girlfriend's dad just came to you and he knows that you're having sex with his daughter and he's telling you, I mean, I'm pretty sure he was scared.
So,
you
did your dad,
go confront your boyfriend?
I'm telling you, it's the height of retardism.
I know.
We have it every night. Yeah. It's what manifests itself in your children, which is kids think you know what's going on with their story. That's why the classic kid thing is when you're 8,
I know.
You go, Timmy doesn't think, and you're like, Timmy? Oh, Timmy? Who's Timmy? Oh, you find out it's one of his classmates. Yeah. Kids don't say, the kid who sits behind me or my friend, you don't know him. They just say Timmy, because that's when you do when you're 8.
Right.
Hopefully, you leave that behind somewhere around the first or second grade. Alex has seemed to, when you're dumb, you take that with you. Just start talking about stuff that you think, well, we must know. Sure.
Right.
You reviewed the tape, didn't you, Drew?
Of course. Well, I was right there. I was standing right with her.
See the part where the dad came in?
I was standing right beside her.
Yeah. I know you, Alex, we don't know what your dad did. Did he confront this guy?
Yeah. Yeah, he did.
He did. He did.
Well, he went to his house and laid into him?
Well, my dad... and my stepmom mainly, it was her, she called my ex-boyfriend's mom saying that she wanted to have a talk and wanted to sit down and talk about the whole situation, and we did. And
We did.
Who's you? We?
My father, me, and my mom. And
she called somebody and we...
the step...
I wonder if we could play this all back for her.
I would, except for I would have a seizure if I had to hear it again. Stepmom, okay, here's what I've gotten so far. Had sex with the boyfriend. You okay, Drew?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's a first.
It's a new noise, yeah.
Okay. Had sex with the boyfriend.
Yeah.
Boyfriend was 17 at the time. He's 18 now.
Right.
Wrote it down in the diary. The dad read it.
Yeah.
Dad pitched a meeting with stepmom. Stepmom called his parents, suggested they all get together and have a meeting.
I'm not sure she suggested that.
Oh, well, that's the way.
Yeah, it came off that way, but I'm not sure that's what happened.
And then it ended up they had a meeting, but it was just stepmom, dad, or she said her mom.
Yeah, I didn't get stepmom even.
Stepmom made the call, but then mom got in on the meeting. Alex.
Please explain what the hell happened.
Who had the meeting?
Well, the thing is, I'm trying not to give too much information because...
Yeah, you're doing a great job.
Yeah, well done.
Fantastic.
Okay, well, my dad, me, and my stepmom, and we all went over to my ex-boyfriend's house.
And you went over there.
And met with his parents?
Yeah.
Oh, it had to be a hellish car ride.
the car ride. How about with the boyfriend waiting there for the Grim Reaper to arrive?
Hellish.
Yeah.
Hellish. I would have swallowed my keys and jumped off a cliff if I was the boyfriend.
My question.
All right. Well, no, wait a minute. So you went over there and how'd the meeting go?
It went horrible.
Did you have to do like a recreation, like a coitus recreation?
I went over there and what I wanted to come out of it didn't happen.
What did you want to come out of it?
I wanted to go over there and I wanted my dad to just sit down, be quiet, and just let me talk or let him talk. And I wanted to walk out of there having a better relationship with my boyfriend. And, he probably was really scared. My ex-boyfriend was terrified.
Right.
But I wish he would have stood up and, said, yeah, I care about your daughter, and I don't want you to tell me that I can't see her.
Because maybe that's not how he felt.
And maybe he was scared and just thought discretion better part of valor.
But more than that, he just did it for the sex.
Well,
and,
I mean, were you guys truly boyfriend and girlfriend?
Yeah.
For how long?
Not very long.
How long?
About a week or two.
Oh, that's not a boyfriend or girlfriend.
Ooh. Yeah.
See, he's not interested in staying in a relationship with you, Alex.
Oh, hold on. A week or two? We could be talking about 5 days.
Yeah. We're talking about one outing. We're talking about him begging for sex and then getting it. That's what we're talking about.
I don't even know if he had to beg.
No, it took about 5 days.
And so now...
Not your boyfriend, Alex.
Not your boyfriend. And how long ago was that?
How long ago did we sit down and talk with each other?
Yes.
It's been almost probably 2.5 months.
Okay.
It's been 2.5 months. And he's been avoiding your phone calls since then, or?
No. I've called him only about 2 to 3 times. And when we've talked, it hasn't been anything about his dating, do you want to get back together, or...
Right. Well, you were never together in the first place, Alex.
Well,
because you had sex with him doesn't mean anything to him.
I know. Look, here's...
He's 18.
Alex, forget it. Yeah. He's 18. He's moved on. It's called unrequited love. You had feelings for him.
He didn't have
it. He didn't have him for you. He was horny. He wanted... He desired you sexually.
He got busted.
He got busted, and it was an uncomfortable thing, and that was it. If he was into you, and I know you're going to blame your dad for this one.
Yeah.
Your dad's actually has the right instincts.
Yeah, your dad, he's going to give you eating disorders, a little intrusive, but your dad is actually present and there and trying to do some parenting.
Right on about this one.
In a world that's void of parenting.
Your boyfriend is lucky to have his head torn off.
But do not blame your dad for this. Your boyfriend is, the reason he didn't stick up is because there wasn't anything sticking up except for the boner in his sweatpants.
Right.
He's not interested. Get realistic about it and stop blaming your dad. And by the way, everybody, please, why go through life with that sort of your boss tells you he needs you to focus on work and he's jealous. That's why he told you some guy you had a one-night stand with who doesn't want to see anymore, and it's your dad's fault. Yeah. It doesn't serve you go through life in this sort of bizarre fantasy world where everything else is someone else's fault or someone else's problem, or you start blaming.
Blaming is a bad strategy generally.
Do you want to blame the wrong people? That's what you want to do?
Blame the weather?
61 coming in at Port Hueneme. Is that what you want to do? You just want to go through life like blaming your dad, the guy you have to live with, by the way, for the guy you're never going to see again?
Yeah, Adam, I can't imagine somebody blaming their grandmother, their mom, freak out.
How dare you?
How people blame their parents.
How dare you,
How dare you carpet cleaning?
I'm a victim.
Blame the school. Blame the driver's ed instructors.
I am a victim of a society, of my parents, of the LA Unified School District. How dare you? How dare you turn my own theory on myself?
What are you talking about?
He who went to the Lord Fauntleroy
School. Now you're blaming me for
albino hemophiliacs.
Wait a minute.
Yes. He who got laid in high school. He whose parents provided a roof, hot meals, and a car for him. He who. You know what you're getting for that?
We.
Ooh, sweet, sweet nectar. Sweet nectar. Temple City checking in at 61. Whoa. Yorba Linda 61. Lakeview Terrace 61. Encino 61. Whoa. Norwalk 61. DeVore 61. Stanton 61. Cadet 61. Oh, Osgoode 61. Valencia 61. Redlands 61. Saugus 61. So, all right. You ready to go here, Drew?
Yeah, break.
What do we got?
I got to run out of this room.
All right, we got to run out of this room. Yeah, sorry, Ann. We got to run out of the room. She wants us to do liners.
Well, she's not going to come in here and set it up. Don't worry.
No, it's bad. We got to get out. All right, we'll be right back after this. Yeah, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew over there. Whew. Thank God that fart cleared out, huh?
Yeah, that's rather... Did you just crap yourself?
No, I don't think I...
Did something come out?
Yeah, yeah. No, I mean, yeah.
Oh, No.
You're a doctor. Come on.
Yeah, that's the point.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Even I am disgusted by this.
Yeah.
I have to put a shield up over my face.
Yeah.
Disgusting.
Yeah. All right. You ready to roll?
Yeah.
Hellstrap. Oh, Chris just lost it. He had a seizure.
Are you all right, buddy? I wonder if you could get sued.
Oh, with that? That's
if I farted and Chris had a seizure.
Oh, you'd be here, of course.
You really think so?
It's an attack.
Well, I did cause the seizure, one could argue. Well, that's
maliciously, too. You pushed it out.
Yeah.
As you said earlier in the show, by your own admission, you can make it sort of recede.
Infinity's got the deep pockets.
Oh, my God, this is a bad one.
We do work for Infinity, right?
Right? Westwood One? Infinity, yeah.
Same place?
Huh?
Okay. They got the deep pockets. He goes after them. You all right?
This is a bad one, huh?
Jake?
Yeah, hey, how you guys doing?
26?
That's me.
What's up?
Well, first, you guys were talking about Mercedes-Benz in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
And I was over in Europe this past summer, and they kind of gut them out for the Europeans. The Americans like the cush, automatic leather seats and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But those cars the cops are driving around in are kind of beat up and all cloth interior and stick shift. So it's a little different in terms of quality. Yeah.
No, I know. Before Mercedes will actually deliver them to the police department to take a chain to them. Yeah, they beat them up pretty good.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah,
take out the leather, put in velour.
No, I understand they might not have the heated seats.
It's not the bravest system.
Yeah.
No.
I understand maybe they don't go with, like, the optional 14-speaker Blaupunk and stuff like that. It's still a Mercedes. And, yeah, they have a stick, but Ferraris are sticks. You know what I mean? It's not
and
necessarily
by the
cheap car
thing. The point was about how they're not manufacturing cars specifically and solely for the purpose of being cop cars.
Yes, I understand that it's not the top of the line. It's not the same one the royal family tools around in. Go ahead, Jake.
Right. Well, my question was actually for you, Dr. Drew. I'm in recovery. I've been clean over 2.5 years.
Great.
And I have a sponsor. I'm in a 12-step program.
Uh-huh.
And I listen to your program, and you speak really highly of 12-step programs. And I'm sort of living proof that they work. A friend of recovery sent me an email that had these two comedians, Penn and Tell.
Penn and Teller?
Yeah. They put together this whole thing. They were interviewing people from American College and people from the Harvard Medical School that were talking about how 12-step programs are ineffective, outmoded. There are serious concerns in the psychiatric community about the effectiveness of 12-step programs. And, there's real debate about whether or not addiction is a disease.
No, there's no debate about that. But there is debate about what the best way to treat it is. And because things, particularly what they're talking about, is opiate addiction. And opiate addiction has a very poor success rate, no matter how you're treated. And as a result of that, a philosophy has sort of bled into the treatment arena, whereby there's a growing sort of wisdom that opiate addicts should be treated with long-acting opiates like methadone or replacement therapies like Buprenex or buprenorphine. Magically, though, that option is not offered to other doctors, airline pilots or lawyers, people that actually have to return to a flourishing life,
right?
Magically, that's not offered to them.
Go, girl.
But to everybody else, it's okay. So just trust me. Just trust what's worked for you. There's a reason the 12-step is sort of the basic foundation of most treatment modalities, most treatment centers, and those centers that really are entrenched in returning people to an active and full life are involved in 12-step.
Thank you, Drew.
They don't always work, and there are other things that need to be considered for people that are more intractable. And okay, that's where the debate comes in.
April?
Yes?
22?
I'm sorry, what?
You're 22 years of age?
Yeah.
Turn your radio down, please.
It's not even on.
Okay.
Sorry.
I think we're just hearing an echo.
Feedback. It's a phone,
line.
Probably.
Okay, go ahead, April.
Okay, so my boyfriend likes to perform certain acts on me, but he'll only do it when I'm asleep.
Uh-huh.
I occasionally wake up. He isn't aware that I wake up, and then when I wake up, he stops. He won't do it. He doesn't even know that I know he does it.
What is it he's doing?
Should I be blunt about it?
Okay.
Basically tossing my salad.
No. Elixir. Yeah. He licks her ass.
That's tossing salad?
I think it is, true.
Yeah.
I learned that on Oprah.
Tossing salad is
they actually talked about it.
What does that
Oprah
do with
I don't know, Drew. what's cornholing have to do with okay. Touche. What's the Dirty Sanchez have to do with okay.
Sunrise.
April.
Yes.
And by the way, you give him a little taste of what I got. He never going down there again.
Well, oh, that's aversive conditioning.
That's, yeah, yeah.
So
that's,
maybe we put your wife's chili as a sort of a,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's actually licking the anus while you're asleep?
Yeah.
And he doesn't expect that's going to wake you?
Sometimes when I drink, I don't wake up.
Is he ashamed? Is that why?
I don't know. Like, I'm scared to bring it up to him because I'm like,
that's a hard one for me to imagine would be arousing if you didn't think you were actually doing something to your partner arousing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not something that sounds enjoyable for its own sake.
Yeah, taking one for the team.
Yeah.
If you're doing it on a corpse, that's just low self-esteem right there.
Or more.
The second I wake up, it stops.
Huh. Okay.
Fascinating.
All right. Well, look, does he drink or do drugs?
No.
Really? And you get drunk and you pass out?
No, well, occasionally we'll go out and drink, but I mean, I'm an extremely heavy sleeper. So
okay.
It's like,
I can sleep
through an earthquake and not wake up.
You're very lucky. What is...
what's the question?
What's he do for a living? Construction?
He works at Starbucks.
Starbucks?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's a manager.
Nice. April, I think you need to talk to him.
Is this Chris's brother we're talking about?
Yeah.
I think it is.
I think you need to talk. I think you need to talk to him.
That's negative.
Can you talk to him?
Yeah.
Let's talk to him.
Okay.
You need to talk to him. Just tell him you woke up the other night and you were down there and it was weird. I mean, don't corner him. Don't shame him. But just see if you can get to the bottom of it. Pardon the pun. I don't know what to say.
Yeah, you just say, what do you know?
It's freaky going to bed. Thinking that somewhere in the middle of the night you're going to get a dart in your coolie.
Like we've said, you ain't got no concerns in that regard.
Buddy Dart.
Right?
Yeah.
Your nectar ain't going to be sipped.
No.
No.
And let me tell you this, Drew. And hold on. Yeah. Oh, sweet. Sweet oniony brine. Nice. Yeah. Let me ask you this, Drew.
Please.
Everyone always tell me about a dog's mouth being cleaner than humans.
Yeah.
What's going on?
What do you mean?
First off, maybe it's marginally cleaner.
It's cleaner
but
in terms of the...
Shouldn't be licking you in the face. I don't know. Like dogs, whether, but you know...
Just because they sniff each other's ass doesn't mean that the bacteria from the ass stays in their mouth.
All I'm saying is people throw that dog's cleaner than a human mouth thing.
Let's put it this way. You get a bite in your hand from a human...
Yeah.
The infection that you get is destructive. It eats tendons. It's a mess.
Really?
You get a dog bite, it's no big deal.
All right. Why do you get the shot then? Why do you get the rabies shot? It's no big deal.
From the standpoint of the bacterial infection that comes from the mouth.
Really?
Way worse. Cat, way worse than the dog.
Really?
Human, worse than the cat.
Really?
Yeah.
Humans worse than the cat.
Yeah. Cat has something called Pastorella marcescens that you get from. That's a Pastorella is a really a bad bug.
And humans bite you. Will you get it automatically, or does the person have to be carrying something?
No, you're going to get some bad infection.
You get bitten, really?
Yeah.
Nice.
So when people punch and get a knuckle, a tooth across the knuckle, it breaks the skin.
Uh-huh.
The joint gets infected horribly usually.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, I was gonna sock you after the show, but I'm actually going to hit you in the ribs now. All right. What are we going to do, Drew?
We'll take a break.
Let's take a break.
Yeah.
All right. We'll be back after this. Hey, everybody. Loveline. I'm Adam. There's David. There's Adam. Hey, we could end the show like 30 seconds early, right?
It's never happened.
No, it's never happened.
I doubt it's going to happen tonight.
No, I think we could do it.
Really?
Yeah, I think we could do it. And by the way, this is my new policy because I found out that ending it 2 minutes late every night, it wasn't like airline mileage. We didn't accumulate or roll over.
Yeah, we were supposed to accumulate an entire show.
That was my plan.
Yeah, I know.
2 minutes at a time. We'd build a show.
So we need to start working it the other direction.
Right.
Yeah. Too late for tonight. We just start.
I know, it's already.
Start chipping away. We'll leave early tonight. Yes,
Drew? Let's go.
All right. So until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
This has been Loveline. Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.